Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. COVID-19 concerns continue to plague places of worship. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula says Northern Alabama is one of the latest COVID-19 hotspots.
Dozens of people have tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a week-long revival at the Warrior Creek Missionary Baptist Church in the small Northern Alabama community of Strawberry. Pastor Daryl Ross says, quote, "The whole church has got it, just about, including himself. The church that was founded in the 1860s has about 100 members.
And a drastically scaled-down version of the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca is now underway. But only around 10,000 people can take part, all Saudi residents who've undergone quarantine.
Last year, more than 2 million Muslims circled the Kaaba in Mecca, the most sacred site in Islam. But in June, the Saudi Arabian government announced that no foreigners would be allowed and that residents aged over 65 or with chronic illness should also not attend.
La ilaha illallah.
Back at home, the Patel family continues its devotions, but there's no hiding their sense of loss.
It is a must for every Muslim. Without that, it feels that there is always something missing.
Sheikh Ibrahim Mogra, an imam in Leicester, is warning.
Sadly, the virus is going to be with us for some time, and we have to prepare ourselves.
The restrictions have hit the kingdom's income. The Hajj is Saudi's second largest source of revenue after oil, contributing around $12 billion annually.
A new Pew Research Center survey asked people in 34 different countries whether belief in God is necessary in order to be moral and have good values.
And we found that a median of 45% say that yes, it is necessary to believe in God in order to have good morals. But 51% across these 34 countries say that it is not necessary to believe in God. So we saw quite a divergence in terms of countries around the world on this question about the necessity of God in order to be moral.
The Pew Research Center's Josh Poster.
Specifically, Indonesia, Philippines, Kenya, Nigeria, so Sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, large majorities, up to 96%, say that it's necessary to believe in God in order to be moral. But on the other hand, places like Sweden, France, the Czech Republic, less than 2 in 10 say that it's necessary to believe in God in order to be moral. So there's a lot of diversity around the world on this question. The U.S. is right in the middle. 44% say it's necessary.
In Canada, it was 26%.
Well, it does tell us that economic development plays a large role in whether people think that belief in God is necessary in order to be moral. In general, those countries with more advanced economies, in other words, countries that have higher GDP per capitas, are less likely to say it is necessary to believe in God in order to be moral, where those in emerging and developing economies, which have lower GDP per capita, are much more likely to say that is necessary.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.